Good afternoon. Welcome to the Flat Racing Guru. It's January, February, March, April 22nd, 2024. It's Monday, and I'm going to have a look at this Windsor 520 race. The 5 furlong British Stallion Studs EBS Fillies Novice Stakes. Right, we'll look at the favourite. Cardi, it's Soldier's Call. Dam was unraced. By Fast Company, Ruby Girl by Fast Company. He's had one run, Wolverhampton, three quarters of a length behind a Chaunting Empress, got a 67 RPR. He looks a horse that'll probably win on his second or third run, looking down his female line pedigree. Seven is Patsy Snug, only 3-1. There must have been some whispers about this horse. It's by Hannah Gray. They've sent the dam Sheba to some speed, but the dam's a mile and a half horse. All stamina on the bottom. I just cannot, for the life of me, understand why this horse is being backed. Obviously, Johnson Houghton, very good trainer of two-year-olds, but I know they've sent it. They must be showing something at home for this horse to be 3-1. I mean, it's all stamina on the bottom. I mean, the speed and the sire, but, you know, the DNA from the sires won't be coming through yet, not until the end of the season, June, July sort of thing. That's when the old stallions, genes get going in the babies. So I'm up against the first two in the market. Number six is Miss Calada by Mamas. Definitely a sire that upgrades, but as I say, it's all bottom of the pages for me. Right, I wrote something down. Let's have a look. About this Calada, I did actually handicap it when my page comes up. I did like this horse, by the way. I really did like it. I'm just waiting for my page to come up. It takes ages for WhatsApp to load on this computer. I don't know why, it just takes absolutely ages. Now, I did write something to my group. I'm just going to pull it up. Right, Windsor 520. Obviously, can't life of me understand what this marker on the favourite looks. Favourite won an average race at Wolverhampton, second in an average race at Wolverhampton. I think it's taking on better horses here, pedigree wise. Okay, it is Carl Burke's horse. Great trainer, brilliant trainer. Love him with 2 year olds, but this just doesn't look one of his best ones. The second favourite is just too much stamina on the female line for me to be even considering it. Obviously, there's been a word for it, but I don't care. It can win for me at 3-1. I don't know where it's going to get the speed from, especially on the good to firm, if it is good to firm. Right, number six, Miss Calada, 14-1. I had it on 14-1 this morning. Very fast pedigree with the numbers needed on the dam side, and I've got it on 83. I had number one, Backhoe. Just question mark about the jockey booking, but I have seen this jockey. He used to be an excellent jockey. He rides in the UAE a lot, but he's sort of a work jockey for me now. So I don't know. He might be trying to fool this trainer, which he probably needs to have to, you know, these days, because there's a lot of hangers-on around this trainer. So he probably has to put them away now and again. And that's why it's such a big price, because on the pedigree, it could be winning this race. I'm not understand why it's 14-1. Jockey booting means possibly a learning run, but wouldn't put it past the yard to pull the wool. Probably has to these days. Dam won at 5 furlong at Windsor on debut. I've got this horse on 90. If it's trying, I've got this horse on 90, this Backhoe. It's a top in my handicap mark on a debut, just through the female line. That's if it's trying, so we don't know. Lady Lovebug, I've got it on an 85 debut, right? It's very fast. Damn, possibly should have won all her races looking at the videos. I'd seen he was riding on the dams a couple of runs. I don't know if he was really into 2-year-olds then. He is a much better jockey now, mind. But them days he was sort of a bit cautious on the 2-year-olds early on. But looking at the video, that dam should have won all its races, to be honest with you. So this Lady Lovebug, again, it's absolutely loads of speed on the bottom. And I've got it on 85, just looking through the class of all the dams that, you know, on the bottom of its pages. I've got it on 85 on a debut. So there's another possible winner. And the other one I thought was number 8, Piranha Rama, 40-1. Very fast family. I've got a 78+ on debut. Crazy odds for the trainer as well on debut. I think it's absolutely never ever, if you're a layer, never ever offer over 14-1 for any 2-year-old, I think. Because you can just get them to win these days, especially with the fast pedigree. I mean, the thing is with this race, I can't understand how this Johnson Hooton horse, it's got a stamina laden pedigree on the bottom and it's 3-1. Someone must have said something about it. And obviously, she's had a few of these touches going and she is a good trainer, 2-year-old. And it obviously must be showing speed, but they use the speed at the wrong part of the race. These ones with the stamina, they kind of, you know what I mean? They can either go fast at the start and they'll just stop. And the horses that's just been in the mid-pack, if they get a good position, you need a good position. You need a good start. You've got to have a good start in these 5 furlong races. You've got to be positioned well, and then you can use your speed, the speed from the pedigree in the last 2 furlongs. That's what wins your races. And you've got to do that speed work, that you know, the speed work and the trainer. So them are the 4 I thought were way better on pedigree than the 2 favourites. So what numbers were they? They were, hold on, they were number 6, number 1, number 4, and number 8. That's what I liked on pedigree. And just follow them. If they don't win today, just keep an eye on them, because I think they've got really smart, fast pedigrees, and they'll definitely win races. That's a guru out.